Affordable housing advocates in the state say they've dodged a bullet with the Republican tax plan. An earlier version of the bill could have slashed new affordable housing nearly in half, but the final version the president plans to sign keeps funding intact. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
For David Gasson, the twists and turns of tax plans from House to Senate to Conference Committee has been a roller coaster ride. And despite the peaks and valleys, the status of affordable housing in the bill is likely to end more or less where it started.
Advocates like me were happy in that affordable housing was not devastated in the tax bill.
Gasson is director of communications at the housing investment firm Boston Capital, and he sits on WBUR's Executive Advisory Council. He says the House bill would have ended a type of tax-exempt bond that affordable housing developers rely on.
We absolutely dodged a big bullet, because if they had gone along with the House language and eliminated private activity bonds, it would have devastated affordable housing production in this country. Massachusetts and across the board, every state would have felt the effect.
The effect, Gasson says, would have resulted in roughly 800,000 fewer new units over a decade. That did not happen means housing advocates can breathe easy. But there's a downside. First, a little background. The federal low-income housing tax credit program, known as LIHTC, is behind 9 in 10 affordable rental units built across the country. When Donald Trump was elected, the prospect of tax reform caused LIHTC credits to lose hundreds of millions of dollars in value. That's because the credits are tied to the corporate tax rate. The lower the expected tax burden, the less the credits are worth to investors. Affordable housing developer Bart Mitchell says investors thought the corporate tax rate would be cut from 35% to 25%. Instead, Republicans will set it at 21%. Mitchell says this will cause the value of tax credits to fall even further from when Trump was elected.
There was a big hit. There's going to be another small hit.
In all, Mitchell says the bill will translate to over 200,000 less units over a decade. In Massachusetts, that could mean thousands of units that don't get built. But Mitchell also sees an upside in the bill. Low-income housing tax credits will be enshrined again in the tax code.
It is a Republican administration, Republican Senate, Republican House of Representatives that has doubled down on a tax credit that was created when Reagan was president.
So Congress is keeping the tools developers use to keep homes affordable. But a deep corporate tax cut means those tools will be less effective. The next step, Bart Mitchell says, is to push Congress to expand LIHTC and restore its lost value. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.